Title: Track Free Strategies Using Arrangement View Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing one of the most underrated skills in drum and bass production. Track Free Strategies in Ableton Live, specifically in Arrangement View. And yes, this is partly about saving CPU, but more importantly, it's about saving your momentum, because DNB sessions get heavy fast. Layer drums, multiple basses, big effect chains, returns washy everywhere, and then suddenly your drop is crackling and you're afraid to touch anything. Track freeze is how you keep moving forward without wrecking your sound. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a small, realistic rolling DNB arrangement, and you'll know exactly when to freeze, when to print, when to flatten, and how to keep a safe editable version so you can still change your mind later. Let's build this in a way that feels like a real workflow, not just a feature demo. First, get into Arrangement View. Hit Tab. Set your tempo somewhere in that classic lane, 172 to 175 BPM. I'll go 174. Now create a simple set of tracks. For audio tracks, kick, snare, break, hats and effects. For MIDI tracks, sub and res. Quick teacher note, name your tracks right now, not later. Freeze works per track, and if your project turns into audio 17 and MIDI 9, committing audio becomes a mess. Good naming is a speed boost. Next, group your drum tracks. Select kick, snare, break, and hats. Then CMD or Control G and name that group drums. Cool! Now you've got a DNB ready skeleton. Drums in a group, a sub, a res mid bass, and an FX lane. Now, before we freeze anything, we need to recognize what's actually causing the pain. Hit play around the most intense section, usually the drop. Watch the CPU meter in the top right. Also listen. Are you hearing crackles, glitching, or little pops when you scroll around the timeline or loop a section? In drum and bass, the usual CPU culprits are pretty consistent. Bass synths with unison and lots of voices. Long reverbs, especially on snares and atmos. Oversampling and heavy saturation stacks. A bunch of analyzers everywhere. And big device racks nested inside more racks. If you're using stock Ableton devices, a few that can sneak up on you are hybrid reverb in high quality modes, echo with modulation and high quality, and then things like saturator, overdrive, drum bus, especially when they're stacked across multiple layers. Now let's do the classic DNB move, freezing the res. Imagine your res MIDI track is running something like Wavitable with two oscillators and unison set to, say, 4 to 7 voices. Then you've got auto filter for movement, saturator for bite, maybe hybrid reverb for a small room vibe, and a limiter just to catch peaks. That chain sounds great, but it's exactly the kind of thing that makes your session feel like it's dragging through mud. So, here's the move. Right-click the res track header in Arrangement View, and choose Freeze Track. What just happened? Ableton rendered the audio behind the scenes and disabled the device chain. Your track plays back like audio, but you haven't destroyed anything yet. Now, mindset moment. Freeze is state management, not just CPU relief. Freezing is you telling yourself, this is good enough to arrange with. In Arrangement View, it's like putting the track into read-only mode so you stop tweaking and start finishing. And if you're the kind of producer who gets stuck looping 8 bars and endlessly adjusting the bass patch, freezing the tempting track is often the fastest way out of that loop. Now let's make this arrangement-based, because DNB isn't one static bass sound the whole track. Your intro might be filtered and restrained, your drop is full power, breakdown is spacey. So instead of trying to make one track do everything forever, we split the res by sections. Duplicate your res MIDI track twice. Name them res intro and res drop. On res intro, filter it down. For example, auto filter with a low pass around 200 to 400 Hz. Make it feel like it's teasing the bass. On res drop, go full processing. This is your main weapon. Now freeze strategically, freeze only res drop first. Why this is such a good move is you're locking the heavy section that matters most for CPU, while keeping your intro flexible for arrangement decisions. Maybe later you want the intro to be darker, or more open, or you want to change the note pattern. Great, keep that one alive, but the drop is stable and ready to arrange. Also, add locators. Seriously, make locators for intro, build, drop 1, break, drop 2. Then freezing becomes a production stage, not a panic button. Now, after freezing, you've got two options for committing, and choosing the right one is a big deal. Option A is flatten. Right-click the frozen track and choose flatten, and Ableton replaces the MIDI and devices with a single audio clip. Flatten is a hard commit. Use it when you're about 90% sure and you know you want to do heavy audio edits, micro chops, fades, reverses, rearranging little pieces, that kind of DNB surgical work. But as a beginner, here's the safer, more flexible method. Option B is freeze plus print to a new audio track. This is the don't lose your synth method. Create a new audio track called Reese Print, or even better, Reese Print Post so future you knows what it is. Set its input to audio from Reese, and choose Post Effects. That means you're recording the sound after the whole processing chain. Arm the print track, then record the drop section in arrangement. Make sure arrangement record is enabled, then capture bars 9 through 16, or wherever your drop is. Now you have three big wins. Your original Reese track is still there as a safety source. The frozen state keeps CPU down, and your printed audio is now free to chop up without touching the synth. This is where DNB gets fun. Once you've printed, you can do gate patterns, stutters, reverse hits, quick fills, little breaths, and phrase end edits that make the drop feel alive. Quick tip before you print, do an automation audit. If your sound relies on device automation filter cutoff, wave eatable position, distortion drive, make sure it's actually written and active. Check that automation lanes aren't grayed out and that they cover the entire phrase you're printing. And here's a pro habit, consolidate the section you care about before printing. CMD or Control J, that creates one continuous chunk, which usually prints cleaner and is easier to manage. Also, if your reverb or delay tail is important, print an extra bar past the phrase so the decay isn't chopped off. Tail printing is one of those tiny details that makes your arrangement sound intentional instead of cut off. Now let's talk drums, because people freeze drums either too much or too early. Drums are lots of small tracks, and freezing can help, but you want to be selective. Great freeze candidates are things like your break track, especially if it's warped using Complex Pro, or it has drum bus, saturator, EQ notching, transient shaping. Break processing can add up fast. On the other hand, avoid freezing your main kick and snare too early if you're still bouncing. Those are your anchors. In DNB, you'll often tweak kick and snare level against the bass 100 times. Keep them live. Another thing, be careful freezing anything that's central to your sidechain groove. So let's handle sidechain properly, because this is critical in rolling DNB. Classic setup, bass is sidechained to the kick and snare using a compressor in sidechain mode. If you freeze or print post effects, that movement can get baked into the audio. That's not always bad, but it can be the problem if later you change your kick pattern, or adjust how hard the snare hits, or change the sidechain timing. Suddenly your printed bass groove doesn't fit anymore. So here's a beginner-friendly strategy that's very real-world DNB. Keep your sub clean and editable. Low CPU. Simple. Use something like operator with a sine wave, maybe an EQ8. And a compressor sidechained from the kick. Keep that track live, not frozen. Then freeze or print your Reese mids, the heavy one. Sidechain on mids is optional depending on your style, but the key is, keep the low end controllable until mix down. Clean sub, filthy mids. That's the DNB way. Next up, effects and Atmos. Atmos and FX can chew CPU because of long tails and quality settings. If your FX track has hybrid reverb, echo, auto pan, utility, it's easy to build something beautiful that silently murders your CPU. Once you like the vibe, freeze the FX track. Then, a powerful arrangement move. Resample only the moments you need. Grab a razor, a downlifter, a big impact tail. Print them into short audio clips and place them at the end of 8 or 16 bar phrases. It's arrangement friendly, and it keeps your session stable. One more huge coach organization tip. Create a group called Prints. Put all your printed audio tracks in there and collapse it. Now your arrangement stays readable, and you can /B quickly by muting the Prints group. And another clean safety habit, after you print, don't delete your original MIDI. Deactivate it. Right-click the original device heavy track and choose Deactivate Track. Deactivation reduces CPU more than just muting, and it keeps your source available for later. Now let's talk about a simple milestone system, because this is how you stop freezing randomly and start finishing tracks. In Arrangement View, create freeze milestones. Milestone 1. Drop groove locked. Freeze or print the bass mids. Milestone 2. Drum break edits done. Freeze or print the break layer. Milestone 3. Effects placed. Freeze FX. Milestone 4. Premix lock. Only unfreeze what truly needs changes. Add locators like print bass done. Print break done, premix lock. Future you will thank you when you open the project 2 weeks later. Now, common mistakes to avoid. 1. Flattening too early. If you still might change notes or envelopes, don't flatten. Freeze and print instead. 2. Freezing while you still need device automation edits. Once frozen, device automation is effectively locked. You can still automate mixer stuff like volume and pan, but the device chain is frozen in time. 3. Forgetting whether you printed pre-FX or post-FX. Label it. Seriously. Use names like ResPrintPrefX or ResPrintPostFX. 4. Baking in sidechain heavy decisions without keeping a clean version. Keep that clean sub track alive. 5. Printing at the wrong level. If you slam your track into a limiter while printing and it's crushed, you can't uncrush it later. Print at a sensible level. Leave headroom. Before we wrap, I want to give you one extra power move. Two-lane printing. Make two audio tracks. One that records the ResPrintFX. Another that records the ResPostFX. The ResPrintFX print is like raw material. You can reprocess it later with new distortion and EQ. The PostFX print locks your current sound. This combo gives you CPU stability and mix flexibility, and it's amazing for learning, because you can experiment without losing your good version. Alright, quick 15-minute practice exercise you can do right now. Create a Reese MIDI track with Waveedable, auto-filter doing slow LFO movement, and saturator. Write a 16-bar loop, bars 1 to 8 are intro, filtered, bars 9 to 16 are drop, full power. Duplicate into Reese intro and Reese drop. Freeze Reese drop. Create Reese print as an audio track and record post FX for bars 9 to 16. Now chop that printed audio into a simple call and response. Bar 9, full hit. Bar 10, two shorter hits. Bar 11, mute the last 8th note for a breath. Bar 12, add a reverse tail by duplicating a clip and reversing it. Your goal is a drop that feels more alive without touching the synth again. That's the whole point of this workflow. Let's recap. Use freeze to reduce CPU and to lock decisions so you can arrange faster. As a beginner, prefer freeze plus print to a new audio track instead of flattening immediately. Freeze by arrangement sections, like intro versus drop, so you keep flexibility where you need it. This audio version is shortened for playback.